Well, my feeling is give them your home phone. Give them your cell phones. Give them your home phone. And I'm betting that you will not have an issue. And if you do, you got a customer for life. If a customer calls you, I had a customer from Korea call me at 4 o'clock in the morning. Apparently it's, you know, 12, 13 hours away or different. So, you know, during the lunchtime there is midnight or 3 o'clock or whatever. And twice that's happened. Once from Korea and once from someplace else. And no big deal. You know, so I you know, answer the phone. I'm just kind of stumbling around a little bit, and not mental acuity's not there too well. But what do I care? You know, if I was customer service, I don't care. You call me at 3 o'clock. I might go back to sleep. You know, but if you're in that much of a jam, I feel your pain, and I'm going to be there for you no matter what time of day or night it is. That's how I feel about that. Now, if you give me your home phone, can you take it back? I don't know. You know, I mean, if you've got, like I mentioned earlier, and we got a chart somewhere in this material we're going to get to that shows that most of the customers, most of your business is going to come from very few of your customers. Those are the ones I would give my home phone number. I would not give my home phone number to everybody else, although on my website it's there. You can call me anytime, day or night. So, and I tell people that, I don't care. Call me day or night, anytime. You wake up in the middle of the night with a problem, call me. If I can help you, that's, you know, what it's all about. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not going to get upset and start screaming and yelling or anything, you know. Might not be as sharp thinking as I would normally, but at any rate, getting personally involved, here's my home phone number. You can call me anytime. Let's get through this together, and let me know when that helicopter arrives at the rig. I want to know, you know, that you guys are out of the woods and that I was able to help you on this one. And when you start talking about these kinds of things, that is an I want to help you. You know, that's an I. That's the, one of the few times where I screwed up and I am sorry. You know, that kind of a thing. Get personally involved. Start out with an apology and a thank you. God, I'm so sorry that this happened. You know, that's part of the acknowledgement thing. And you are so sorry. And thank you for calling, letting us know. Now, in this case, you know, you don't need to thank them for calling. We need to get on to fixing the problem. But sometimes they call and complain about something. And you know they don't want anything. They just want you to know how angry they are, and they fix it themselves. You know, and in those cases, you need to thank them. Well, thank you so much for calling. There's nothing you could do about it. They already fixed it. But you know, now you're thanking them for calling you. What do they do if they don't call you? They go away. You know, now in your case, they may not be able to go away because they got your equipment. But they want to know that you're there for them, and you appreciate them letting you know what problems they have. You know, avoid jumping to conclusions. You know, like, oh my God, if we give them our home phone number, they're going to call us all the time, you know. Maybe not. Or, you know, we used to sell tools when I was working in the General Electric business that I was in. We sold tools. And customers would call us up and they would tell us, well, this tool broke as soon as we tried to use it. Well, you know, that way they don't break when you try to use it. You did so. You know, my immediate reaction was, well, what did you do? Did you not apply it properly? Is what I would be thinking, which doesn't give them the benefit of the doubt. Normally, these things are not that expensive, so we give them another one for free. You know, so what? You know, it's not that much of a cost. You know, rather than start, you know, well, prove it to me that we screwed it up. You know, how can you prove it? You can't. You know, so we'll take your word for it. And if every time they buy something and it doesn't work, they tell you we screwed up. You know, then you start saying, hey, this customer's not the kind of customer we want to keep. So try to avoid jumping to conclusions. Accept the blame. You know, like I told you, I got a friend that, you know, it apologizes for something and then immediately goes on to all these excuses and reasons, which is not accepting the blame. Just accept the blame, even if you're not at fault. Just accept the blame. So what? And, you know, that can repair a lot of damages. Let the customer tell his tale. Don't interrupt them. Just let them tell the whole thing. Don't try to jump in there. Just, you know, you could say yes. When you and I were talking, while you were telling me what was going on, you heard me saying yes, okay, you know, yes, okay, got it. You know, so the customer knows you're listening, you're still connected. Do not make excuses. Just make assurances that it won't happen again. Complaints are good. Complainers care. Thank your complainers. And, then try to measure what these complaints are. If you look on the next page, you'll see some of the categories of complaints. What we recommend doing is, let's say the first week of every quarter, you just track every single complaint that comes in. and categorize them. And there's categories here on page 45. If you want to use other ones, that's fine. But you, with these kinds of categories, you can get things fixed without making them personal. And the reason I say that is, let's say, for example, your proposal department, somebody is, you know, just as behind the eight ball there, and they're not getting the proposals out. So customers call up and say, hey, where's my proposal? I still don't know how much this is going to cost. I need to get this thing right in here. It's been 2 weeks. So you could call up the proposal manager and say, look, what's going on over there? Or tell your boss. And then it gets down to somebody, hey, Joe, you're not getting the proposals out. What are you doing over there? You know, which becomes a personal attack, as opposed to saying, look, we had 46 complaints last week, and 42 of them were on delayed proposals. That's not personal. It's just a fact.